I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Bush lobbied for it. Congressional leaders pleaded for it. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson even got down on one knee to beg for it. But the House of Representatives today defeated a $700 billion rescue package for the financial industry. Indiana Republican Mike Pence cast one of the no votes.
Economic freedom means the freedom to succeed and the freedom to fail. The decision to give the federal government the ability to nationalize almost every bad mortgage in America interrupts this basic truth of our free market economy, and I cannot support it.
Neither could 94 Democrats, including Lynn Woolsey of California.
President Bush and Secretary Paulson have been wrong from the start on just about everything. If you think they'll be responsible with this money, think again. I, for one, am in opposition of this bailout with these major questions unanswered.
Stocks plummeted on Wall Street. At this moment, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 567 points. The financial carnage in Europe isn't pretty either. Laura Lynch reports from London.
The shaky financial system is claiming more financially fragile victims. In the United Kingdom, the government had to step in for the second time this year to buy part of a bank. Bradford & Bingley's mortgage business is now the property of the British taxpayer, and a Spanish bank has taken over its deposit accounts. Prime Minister Gordon Brown stepped forward to defend the move and to try once again to calm fears, but his words signaled there may be more trouble ahead.
We will continue to do whatever is necessary over these next few days in very difficult times, turbulent times around the world, to make sure that the British stability, for which we have done a great deal over these last few years, is maintained. And that's why the actions have been taken in the way they have.
Stability is in short supply across Europe. In Brussels, another multinational, multi-billion dollar bailout saved the banking and insurance giant Fortis. Now three governments, Belgium, the Netherlands and Luxembourg, have a 49% stake in the bank. And they didn't waste any time taking charge, demanding that Fortis sell its stake in another bank. In these times, even a whisper of failure is enough to fuel a crisis. The head of Fortis, Philip Dix, decried the rumor mongers, even as he admitted the bank was partly to blame for its problems.
On Thursday and Friday was speculation, was rumors, was getting a company in a difficult situation due to rumors. And I think I've commented twice last week that I thought that this was unacceptable. But I'm also not going to deny that if you look at some of the decisions which were taken in the past, then you can say that probably they were done at the wrong moment, that the timing was not correct.
In Brussels, the move drew mixed reviews from Belgians.
Personnellement, je croyais pas dans une faillite de Fortis.
Lionel Couvreur says he never believed Fortis would go bankrupt, but he still welcomes the bailout, hoping it will reassure shareholders and give the bank a fresh start. But Catherine Martens is still worried and wary.
This sort of action is really sending out a strong signal because the banking sector is in crisis. Now we have to see what is going to happen and if it's really going to help in the present situation.
And the list gets longer. In Iceland, the government is buying 75% of one of the nation's biggest banks. In Germany, authorities are stepping in with a consortium to rescue a mortgage company. And in Denmark, another troubled bank has been taken over by other institutions. Anyone looking for some sign that all of this turmoil will soon end better not listen to the man in charge of regulating the British financial industry. Adair Turner made it clear today other banks are wobbling.
We are continuing to review institutions across the system, and we are continuing to make sure that they are adequately funded and adequately capitalized. And if problems were to get severe, if the problems were to get threatening, then there would be appropriate measures to make sure again that the retail depositors were fully protected and that the financial stability was fully protected.
Turner is even more candid about just how powerless authorities have been to put a halt to all of this.
I mean, I think the thing that you have to realize is that several times over the last year, regulators and banks and treasuries have believed that the situation has reached a full resolution and that we can be confident there's a turning point, and on several times have been disappointed. Now, we hope that we now have a turning point, but we don't know. Therefore, we keep it under continual review.
And so Europe waits for the start of another business day. hoping against hope that tranquility will replace turmoil. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.